From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israeli worshippers went to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem today to offer prayers for Israelis under attack. Hamas militants from Gaza have fired more rockets into Israel today, including toward Tel Aviv. The Israeli military says its missile defense system intercepted them before they could hurt anyone. Israel has carried out more deadly missile strikes in Gaza. Reports from the Palestinian territory say at least 65 Palestinians have died in rocket attacks so far, and 11 people were killed today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is prepared to significantly expand its military operation. He didn't say whether that would include sending troops into Gaza. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says Britain understands Israel's need to strongly defend itself from Hamas missile attacks. He warns a wider Israeli offensive could be problematic.
The barrage of rockets from Gaza onto southern Israel is an intolerable situation for the Israelis, and it's not surprising they have responded to that. But a ground invasion is much more difficult for the international community to sympathize with or support, including the United Kingdom.
President Obama says the U.S. supports Israel. Mr. Obama kicked off his Asia tour today, declaring the U.S. is and will be a Pacific nation. NPR's Scott Horsley explains why Southeast Asia is the object of the president's first overseas trip.
Thailand is America's oldest diplomatic ally in Asia, with ties dating back nearly 180 years. Mr. Obama says it's no accident he's making his first international trip since winning re-election to this important part of the globe.
Fastest growing region in the world, the Asia Pacific will shape so much of our security and prosperity in the century ahead, and it is critical to creating jobs and opportunity for the American people.
Mr. Obama will take part in a regional summit in Cambodia later this week, and he'll make the first ever presidential visit to Myanmar, also known as Burma, to recognize that country's dramatic democratic reforms. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Bangkok, Thailand.
At least three people have been killed in clashes in Egypt. Kimberly Adams has more.
Egyptian state media reported several army troops and protesters were injured in the four-hour gunfight in southern Cairo. Army troops arrested more than a dozen of the protesters. The army claims it owns the plot of land on the island of Korsaya, but people living on the land claim they have a right to be there. The dispute goes back to 2007, but this weekend, about 60 people, mostly women, attempted to reclaim the land. They were evicted, and the military says the firefight erupted after negotiations failed. After the clashes, protesters blocked one of the roads to the island with metal barricades and burning tires, demanding the release of those arrested. This is the first known street battle in Egypt with the army since President Mohamed Morsi took office in...
This is NPR. Federal investigators say a Veterans Day parade float in Midland, Texas, hit by a train on Thursday, crossed onto the railroad tracks despite warning signals. NPR's Jim Hawk reports four veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were killed in the collision.
The float was carrying several wounded veterans when it was struck by a freight train. In addition to those killed, 16 people were injured. The National Transportation Safety Board's Mark Rosekind says the float remained on the tracks even though warning signals were working.
At 20 seconds out, and that is actually an established federal minimum, the bells and lights on the mast activated.
He says the train sounded a horn 9 seconds before the crash and engaged the emergency brake 5 seconds before. Investigators say they're now trying to determine whether the float's driver could hear the horn and whether the signal timing and synchronization were operating correctly. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
The company that owns the oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico that caught fire on Friday is looking for a missing worker. Two workers went missing from the oil rig 2 days ago, but searchers have discovered just one body. The blast injured 11 people, four of them extremely seriously. The company that owns the rig is disputing reports from authorities who say the fire started when workers used a torch to cut open an oil line. The company says this is inaccurate and the cause is being investigated. Thousands of Greeks marched in Athens and other cities today. They honored the 39th anniversary of a deadly student uprising. In 1973, students marched against Greek dictatorship and troops attacked them. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.